Well, we had Treasury looking to sell 2.2 billion rand each of notes due in 2026, 2030 and 2048 today. Joining us now with an update on how things played out at today's bond auction, RMB's Michelle Wahlberg. Michelle, thanks so much for your time this evening. So we've had reports of weekly sales of fixed rate bonds being well below average since National Treasury raised its issuance by 34% in May. Talk us through the kind of activity you're seeing right now.
Yeah, it definitely feels like the market's kind of reached a saturation point when it comes to, you know, the size of weekly auctions that we're getting from National Treasury every week. Add that to the fact that, you know, the foreigners are particularly quiet at the moment, given the fact that it's Northern Hemisphere summer holidays at the moment. So we have very, very quiet markets, and it seems like a complete uninterest to get involved in SAGB. We're having a few chats with clients ahead of the weekly auction, and the nominal curve has sold off aggressively over the last 3 days. And if you have a look at yields here, they do offer value. But I think the problem is you don't see, because you have 6.6 yards coming to the market every week, you kind of have this attitude that, like, why get involved now if I can get involved next week and possibly buy them higher? And I think that's the kind of dynamic we're seeing in the market.
Okay, so with that, the market dynamic at play, Michelle, where do you see that leaving the SARB's role? Because it's eased its bond buying program. It's taken up, 5.1 billion rand of government debt in June. That's half the amount it bought in May already.
Yeah, I think that puts the SARB in a good position. I mean, they haven't used all their firepower as yet. So if there is a bit of a liquidity squeeze, if, you know, the markets aren't functioning like they should be, I think the SARB will definitely step in and cause a bit more stability in the markets. I mean, we haven't seen the types of sell-offs that we saw mid-March when the bond yield curve was moving 50 points a day. I mean, we are seeing 15 to 20 bucks a day, which does hurt, but it's nowhere near as brutal as it was in March. So I do think they are getting involved in the market. I just don't think they're doing it as aggressively just yet. I think if they do need to come in, they'll come in with big firepower.
Okay, so for now, where are you seeing value? Are you finding any?
The SAGBs are good value at the moment. You have a look at the curve. The curve has steepened significantly, and if you have a look at 2048, they offer really, really good value. And if you compare this to, your equity markets and investments offshore, South Africa seems like a good investment. The problem with our rates at the moment is that there is just no accountability for our budget. And I think what investors want to see is, some accountability. They want to be able to see that we've got our spending under control and that we're not just printing more bonds and more bonds. Because eventually, the bond market will stop funding it. Will fund it, but at a certain price.
But with that, the status quo as it stands right now, Michelle, where do you see that leaving government when it comes to using the bond market to help plug what is a yawning budget deficit?
I mean, the government's got various options of spending. So if they notice that, yields are getting too expensive, they can use other avenues. They can allocate a portion into treasury bills as opposed to government bonds. And the interesting part of what we saw on Friday when they increased the inflation-linked auction is they don't have to issue 2 yards of inflation-linked bonds every week. So they choose to issue at the right price. On the weekly auction, they have to issue 6.6 yards on the nominal bond side, but you'll always have your primary dealer supporting that auction. So, you'll always have a fully allocated auction. But they've chosen to issue the bulk of their paper in the inflation-linked auction, which they don't necessarily have to issue the full 2 yards, which kind of shows that they do have a bit of room to play. So I think, the National Treasury still has a bit of leeway when it comes to various funding options. Michelle, if the bond market can't handle it.
Let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Michelle Wahlberg is with RMB.